We've invited all the residents, specifically from Ham Close and the wider area, to come down and meet us, come down and listen to us and hear what we have to say. Ham Close is owned by RHP, which is the housing association that runs all of Richmond's housing stock, so Richmond Housing Partnership. They own and manage Ham Close, and they want to demolish and rebuild. And residents are very upset by all of this, not necessarily because they don't want to have new homes, but because the whole consultation has been done in a very poor way. There's been a lot of stress, and still no one knows what's going on or what's happening. Ham Youth Centre would indeed be lost. They're talking about putting the community facilities all together in one place, so the library, the medical centre and the youth centre all together, and there's a worry that that will be in a poor location, that and also that it will be smaller. And obviously we've got new potentially another 200 homes on top of the 192 that we have here already, so that's a doubling of the amount of residents, and they're talking about maybe reducing the amount of community facilities they have. Plus, money's been spent on Ham Library in the last few years. It's not as if it's not been looked after, so it seems a waste of money to do it. Actually, Ham is not as dense as it could be. There are lots of things you could do. You could start. Okay, there are issues. Going back a couple of steps, there is an issue with height in Ham. You can't build over five stories because of the protected view from Richmond Hill. So that's one thing. So we can't suddenly have massive tower blocks. A lot of people don't want to live in tower blocks anyway. There is an issue that the Ham Close hasn't been maintained. The flats are not in good condition. Some people who live in bedsits are in shocking accommodation. So we need to deal with that. There are ways of building things that you can make it less. You can make it denser, but you can still keep the green feel. And obviously we don't want to build over the village green. We don't want a building on metropolitan open land. But there is a lot of car parks. There's a lot of garages around Ham Close itself. You can do imaginative things, like you can build up on buildings. Obviously you wouldn't do that on the five stories, but you've got two story blocks here that you could build up on potentially. You can also do things like build out to the side. You could put balconies on and refurb the existing flats, and then you could build out to the side and maybe actually put lifts on them and do things like that. So there's lots of things you could do to improve it before we go down the line of demolishing. The Green Party isn't against demolition per se, although in most cases it's not the most environmentally friendly thing to do, if that's what tenants want. However, if it's not what tenants want, we want to make sure we can help them do the right thing. After tonight, they can go onto my website, which is andreforsouthwest.london, or they can go onto I've got a Facebook page, Andre Fries. We've got Richmond and Twickenham Green Party. We'll be putting information on there. At the end of the evening, for the last half an hour, we're going to do a bit of a workshop, talk about the options available. And the big thing that comes out of all the research that I've done into this kind of community issue is that the whole community needs to come together. If everyone isn't together, then they're going to get nowhere. RHP will do what they want. We need to find a way to get all the different aspects, all the leaseholders, the social tenants, the private tenants, the landlords. They all need to overcome their disparate needs and come together. And that's the only way. It is literally unite for strength.